Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost, and we are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Make no mistake, if he rose at all, it was as his body. If the cell's disillusion did not reverse, the molecules re-knit, the amino acids rekindled, the church will fall. So John Updike said poetically, what Paul says simply, and you know that Paul can hardly ever say anything simply, if Christ is not raised, then our preaching is in vain, your faith is in vain, you are still in your sins. Those who have fallen asleep in Christ have died forever. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is an absolute non-negotiable for us. Christianity is founded on this fact. Truly, indeed, He is risen. The same body that was wounded and sealed away now breathes and walks and eats broiled fish and honeycomb. Nothing less than that will do. He needs to be so alive that somebody could reach out and touch him. So this is the week that we recall how Thomas asked for just that. It was not as the flowers, each soft spring recurrent. It was not as his spirit in the mouths and fuddled eyes of the 11 disciples. It was as his flesh, ours. So let us not mock God with metaphor. But neither let us despise metaphor. The facticity of the resurrection does not prevent St. Paul, for example, from insisting that we are already raised up and even seated in the heavenly places with Christ, as it were. He does not deny the linchpin of our faith by saying that, or by teaching that we arise daily to newness of life, dead to sin but alive to God in Christ. And God also gave to Ezekiel a vision of the resurrection that in the Lord's own extensive words today are a metaphor. The valley of bones are the whole house of Israel, disjointed, strewn about in chaos because the house of Israel was flung to the heedless winds, clean cut off as a people, divided from the dead tribes, disconnected from the beating heart of the Lord's presence in Zion. Their dryness. It's a factual indication that the creature is long dead, rotten away, not even offering any hope to the genetic alchemists to resurrect with DNA. No, this dryness is a metaphor too. Their hope is dried up. And then at a word, the earth quakes, the rocks split open, many bodies of saints arise with sinew and flesh and skin. From four corners of a sphere comes the Lord's breath of life, mustering their corpses. And this is a metaphor for the resurrection the Lord would give to Israel as a people when he brought them back from Babylon's graveyard into their own land. It is a metaphor of hope for a despairing and downcast people. It's a metaphor to remind their faith of who their God really is. He's the one who formed Adam from the ground. He's the one who breathed his spirit into them. It is the one who is not only a Lord, but the Lord, the I Am, who surely does what he declares. He is, in all senses, not a God of the dead, but of the living. So then, can our metaphorical bones live? Yes, by the Lord's word and by his doing, of course. And this is not an alternative to the bodily resurrection of Jesus as a fact. This is the proper consequence of it, dear Christians. There is no room for despair or hopelessness or lack of life among us now, even before the last general resurrection. It is allowed that Easter should breathe new life into us, that it should inspire us to all manner of confidence and good works. Christ, our Passover, truly has been sacrificed. The godly response to that is to purge out metaphorical leaven of sin and malice and of doubt. If I can dare to mix that metaphor, Christ is also risen so that despite truly being unleavened as we are, we would rise with him now, puffed up not with pride, but with faith and with love and with hope. The Holy Scriptures are rich in this way of speaking, and we do well as Christians to delight in it. And we are to be refreshed and encouraged by these scriptures. It's only, of course, that they are more than mere metaphor. The Lord's metaphors are not empty ones, as Updike's poem fears. That's because our Lord's words are not merely words. His name is not merely a nominal play on words, I am. And surely it will not prove a metaphor in the end when he said, I will open your graves. So make no mistake, he is the Lord. He has spoken. He surely will do it. And in the meantime, it is fitting that such a belief of ours should also make us alive. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.